Every time we in the English-speaking church listen to the speaker say, open your Bibles to the book of, or we are in a Bible study and we listen to scripture and we follow on with the speaker. We think this is normal in the English-speaking church. We too take this for granted. Reading the English Bible, that is, English version. The English translation was made possible by a man named William Tyndale. He was born in 1494 and he died in 1536. He was an English biblical scholar and linguist who became a leading figure in the Protestant Reformation. He translated much of the Bible into English, and he was influenced in the work of the prominent Protestant reformers such as Martin Luther. The title of my sermonette, brethren, is William Tyndale, the Translator. Tyndale's translations were the first English scriptures to draw directly from the Hebrew and Greek text. The first English translation to take advantage of the printing press. The first of the new English Bibles of the Reformation, and the first English translation to use the word Jehovah as God's name. It was taken to be a direct challenge to the authority of the Catholic Church and those laws of England maintaining the church's position. The work of Tyndale continued to play a key role in spreading Reformation ideas across the English-speaking world. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 10. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 10. Matthew, the taxpayer, had a little bit of a say about that. And it says here, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It says, blessed are those. It didn't specify anybody in particular, just blessed are those who are persecuted. Didn't say, well, he has to be a Sabbath keeper, or he has to be a reformer, he has to be. No, it's just basically a statement. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And many were persecuted back in those times. Let me ask a question. How many Bibles do you have in your house? You can keep a number in your head. For most of us, Bibles are easily accessible. And many of us have several. I do, because I get different points of view of different scriptures. A lot of it, we owe all that to William Tyndale. He's known as the father of the English translation, right? English Bible, that is. And did you know 90% of the King James Version of the Bible was translated because of him? And 75% of the Revised Standard version was because of William Tyndale. He wrote a lot of books. There were a lot of them controversial too, but that didn't stop him. One of them was called The Obedience of a Christian Man. That was he published that in 1528. And his idea, the whole crux of that book, was the idea that a monarch rather than the Pope should control the country's church. Well, needless to say, since William Tyndale was in England, a copy of that fell on King Henry VIII's lap. And he used that book, providing the rationale for breaking the Church of England away from the Catholic Church. That's what he used. But his fame was on King Henry VIII was short-lived, because he also wrote a book called the practice of prelates. And the practice of prelates also named that Henry's plan to seek the annulment of his marriage with Catherine of Aragon was wrong. And it was against the scriptures. Well, I don't have to mention to you that King Henry VIII was out looking for him. So he fled England and he went to what they call a Flemish territory, because all that was very brusque. It turned out to be like the northern part of Belgium. So while he was over there, and it doesn't say in my research, but I'm pretty sure that Henry VIII had a bounty on him. Because it wasn't too far afterwards, an Englishman who pretended to be William's friend turned him over to the authorities. I'm pretty sure it was for a little money. He spent a year and a half in prison on the grounds of heresy. Brethren, remember when you had that zeal? When we first came to the church? Those of us that came in, that we weren't born into it, but the ones that God called us out of the street, I guess you call it. We had that zeal. And some of our listening audience might say, what zeal? I've never lost it. Most of us that have had that time or those years of with the church or the faith, sometimes we got a lot of miles on us, you know. And some of us we lost a spark or two, you know. Some of us rational to an old engine, you know, on your cams. I don't know, I'm speaking mechanics, but you wear out, you know, and sometimes the lifters don't go all the way up, and we lose a spark. And life sometimes gets us on a low point. And that low point, you know, if we're still praying, sometimes through prayer, it snaps us out of it. Our brethren sometimes snaps us out of it. Our minister. Something shakes us up back into our spiritual senses. But there are those that don't. And they lose their spark. In the zeal of William Tyndale is an example of how God uses different people to do his work. The objective is to translate the Bible. And if I can, I don't remember where it says, but Jesus said, I can raise up stones if I have to get my objective. William Tyndale, a first generation English reformer and Bible translator, wrote another book. See, back in the Reformation, there was a lot of manuals and scripts that were countering the Catholic religion, and the Catholic religion would counter back. And there was one gentleman who wrote, Thomas More. He was a reformist, and he wrote something about the Sabbath. Well, William Tyndale wrote something to counter that. An Answer to Sir Thomas More's Dialogue is the title of that. In fact, he adopts a position, William Tyndale adopts a position so radical it would bar him from a lot of ministry. Here's what he had, and this is something that he wrote on that book. Another section. He says, and for the Sabbath, a great matter, we be lords over the Sabbath, and may yet change it into Monday if we want, or any other day as we see need, or may make every tenth day if we need, if we see cause. We may make two holy days on a week. if it were expedient, and one not enough to teach the people. Neither was there any change, any cause to change it from the Saturday, than to put difference between us and the Jews. Now, what, get a hold of this. And lest we should become servants to the day after their, the Jews, superstition. Neither needed we any holy day at all, if the people might be taught without it. Now, William Tyndale translated Mark 2:23, as well as Luke 6:1, where it says that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. But he thought the Sabbath was based on a church tradition rather than a written revelation. Tyndale believed that those who follow, he called it sola scriptura, one scripture, should abandon the Sabbath. Follow me, brethren, to Genesis 2, something that we all know, affirming. Let's go to Genesis 2, which William Tyndale also translated. But that just shows you, if God isn't calling you, I mean, something can hit you right in the head and you don't. Genesis 2, verse 2 to 3. And it says, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Verse 3. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, comma, because on it he rested from the work of created that he had done. So William Tyndale, his zeal to translate the Bible was so much. It wasn't because, well, I gotta prove the Sabbath. No. He wanted to translate the Bible. It cost him, it was so much, he was condemned in 1536. And on that same year, he was strangled and his body was burned to the stake. And I said, strangled and then body to the burn. How does that happen? So I did a little research, and what they used to do, they used to pile a bunch of wood and put a stake in and tie the person to that stake. And the executioner had a leather strap and would strangle that person on the, while he was, and just to make sure, if he was still alive, they'd burn him. So, and apparently he was, because he's been quoted, his last prayer was, Lord, open the King of England's eyes, while he was at the stake. The prayer was answered 3 years later, when King Henry VIII required every parish church in England to make a copy of the English Bible available to all his parishioners. Brethren, God uses leaders, Bible translators. He uses the weather. He uses anybody, anything or anybody, and other sources to spread his message, to get his goal. And that includes us. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.